Here we go. Yes.
Yes, we're
my
live.
Guy Marco in the building officially. And you know
yes,
what? I was mad that I didn't hit record when we first talked for the first time because you're such a good dude doing amazing things. And I just wanted to have a very real conversation with you to put out the good vibes and share more about what you're doing, because God bless you. You answered a crazy DM of mine asking if I could join your amazing, amazing event happening. But first, tell people who you are and what you do, a little bit about your background.
A little bit of my background. First of all, thank you, Nat. And thank you for sending me that DM.
I'm following Gary V's droppings. I'm just like activating around what he's telling me to do. So just,
yeah. And it's working.
I appreciate it.
It's working. That's awesome. No, well, Marco from the Netherlands, 31 years old, so pretty young still. I'm the founder of the company Sound & Solid, together with my life and business partner, Sophie Sin. So we're very happy together and we're working together. And it's working pretty well. So that's pretty awesome. And we're really focused on being human in business. First, when we started this company, Sound & Solid, we were focused on happiness at work, and we're still fully agreed to be happy at work, but we made a small shift to being human at work. And why being human at work? Because everybody deserves to be happy 100%, but still it's okay to be sad or grumpy sometimes.
I absolutely love it. And it's such a passion of mine. And I think this is why we really connected on it, because I think there's an absolute epidemic happening in the workplace of unhappiness. I think a lot of people are working on the wrong things, would rather be working someplace else, but because of bills and pressures, you have to do certain things. But I think it's like, how do you find creative ways to bring your passion into the workplace? But I think that also has to be matched with great culture. And I feel like, and maybe this is too harsh of a statement, but my gut is that most companies don't get it. Most companies are leading with numbers. Correct. Versus, and by the way, I've learned this from Gary and Claude, and God bless them, and I love them. But if your people are happy, I mean, and literally I get chills. If your people are happy, the numbers will come. Can Absolutely. You ask the question, like in the first few weeks of meeting and starting a job, hey, what do you love? What's your ultimate dream? What's your passion? What do you, and like, if I'm a leader, I'm asking that question, and then I'm going to reverse engineer to be like, okay, if we sell insurance, but you love social media, well, maybe you start a talk show around insurance. Or if you love cooking, maybe you can make your favorite recipe for the office once a month. Like, I think there's really interesting ways, but it has to be top down and met. Because if I was working for you and I started and it was my first day and you said to me, Ned, forget the job for a second, what lights you up? I would be like, Marco, I love you. Thank you for asking that. Nobody asks that. And now I'm going to be, I just feel like more loyal to you because I know that you care. And if I'm lit up and doing stuff, and it's not going to be a perfect equation, and it's this ultimate dream job, I don't even know if it exists, but maybe 37% of it can be. And like, that's great. And that's something to build on. And so that's I think that there's I love you for starting this, because we need these sort of lamplighters like you, like Claude, like every company should have a chief heart officer.
Absolutely.
It should be the first hire. Like, I mean, if your people aren't happy, you got zero, but everyone's so focused on how do we do this? How do we increase this? How do we raise prices? How do we sell? And they're just missing the forest through the trees.
Yeah, it's really old fashioned. It's the old fashioned way of building a company. And I totally agree with you, because it's also something I always say, focus on your people first and the numbers will follow. Not the other way around.
I so agree. How if there's somebody listening to this that's a leader at their company, how can they do a better job, do you think, of bringing more happiness into the workplace?
I think you already mentioned it. Ask what your people want. Ask how they feel and genuinely listen to them. Not like walking around, running around. Hey, how are you doing? Oh, fine. Okay, great. Awesome. Have a nice day. That's what I always see. But really ask him, okay, you're fine. Why are you feeling fine? Or, okay, it doesn't really sound enthused yet. Enthused, it's not my mother tongue, so I don't
You're mind. Doing great, by the way. And by the way, for those who don't know, this is your first podcast, right, that you've ever done. And God bless you for your bravery for doing it. So you're awesome. Yeah. And you're doing great, so keep going.
Thanks. And people are, well, leaders asking employees, are you okay? And they're asking, they're answering like, yeah, I'm fine. And that's not really fine, but leaders just walk away and it's like, okay, great to hear. But they should really ask them, are you really fine? Or how can we help to improve your well-being? What can we do? Agreed. So genuinely Agreed. Listen to their employees. I think that's
Agreed.
Number one step. And it doesn't cost you anything.
And it's going to cost you a lot more when you lose them out of nowhere because you're like, oh my gosh, I had no idea. Well, you have no idea because you're not paying attention and you're so focused on the bottom line that you don't even know how, you know, so-and-so is feeling or what's important to them. Like, wouldn't you want to know? And this is, I love this topic so much. It is such a passion of mine. Wouldn't you want to know what everyone's North Star is? Like, if I said to you, like right now, like, what's the ultimate for you? Like what lights you up the most? Like literally right now in this moment, like if you were working for me and I was your boss and I said, Marco, welcome to the company. We're so happy to have you. Put the business aside for a second. What lights you up? Like, what would you tell me?
To be very flexible in the way that I should do my work. That's business related. And, but that's very important right now, especially after the pandemic. Something that a lot of companies are paying too little attention to. But the other thing I would say is wine, because I'm totally into wine. I love it, not just drinking it, but everything around it. So that those are the two topics I would tell my boss. My
I love
boss.
It. Are you a fan of Simon Sinek? Have you seen his TED Talk Start With Why?
Yeah, absolutely.
He is so spectacular. Those listening, follow Simon Sinek, listen to him, go watch his TED Talk, Start With Why. He just posted such a great video yesterday that it was like, what's holding you back? And it's like, it was about perspective and how if I tell you don't, if you're driving down a road, and I've heard this from Tony Robbins too, but like where focus goes, energy flows. Yeah. But he was like, if you're driving down a road and you're like, don't look at the pole, don't look at the pole, don't look at, like, you're going to look at the pole and you're going to drive into the pole. Yeah. But if you say, focus on the path, he was saying like skiers, do you ever notice how they can ski through the trees? Because they're not focused on the trees, they're focused on the pathway. And so I love Simon Sinek. So I love that you're focused on the why, because the why, and I learned this from Tony, the why drives the how. Like, you can figure out how if you have a strong why. And that's what I'm figuring out now. Like, I'm super passionate about the personal development space, but underneath it, and this is, I think, why you and I connected, is that there's so much unhappiness in the workplace. I've had so many jobs that I just haven't loved that I want to get in and give a keynote to a company, but then that's just where it begins. Then I want to work with their team and really function as a like life and career coach internally for them. So like a it's like a model that I'm figuring out of like, okay, if I come and speak to your company, it's all great. Everyone's pumped up, a lot of cool tools and tips and strategies. But then afterwards, I want to say, okay, now Sound and Solid has 10 banked hours of career and life coaching with Ned, where I'm going to keep you accountable so that the employee doesn't have to pay for it. Cause I think people don't inherently want to pay for a coach, but if it's a company perk, then it's like, okay, then we can actually activate the stuff that I'm talking about for those that really want to excel. So, but again, it's attached to a strong why. Like I'm on a mission for more happiness in the workplace, more happiness in life. And I don't think you can go work at a job for 8 hours and hate it and be miserable and come home and be, hey, I'm ready to go. Absolutely, it affects your whole lens. And
That's why I wanted to say it. You will also cause a ripple effect, because it's not just that you increase the happiness of that employee, but also the happiness of their spouse. And their kids, maybe, and their family.
Yeah, you come home, you're not in a good mood, and you're not patient for bath time. or dinner time, or if you had a, if you're flying and had a great day and you're happy and you feel safe and you feel like your boss cares. I think most are, and by the way, I experience it in my 20-year career, and maybe it's just insecurities, but operating from a place of fear because of you think you're going to get fired or money, that's a dangerous place to work from, as opposed to, I feel so safe. I know that there's a chief heart officer. I know that they care about me. I know the business is strong. It's not a perfect scenario, but I think if you have people in place like Claude, like, it's just, I don't understand why it's not the first thing. But I think our generation and your generation, I think that we have, I don't want to say more empathy, but I think we're more aware of, if we're not happy, we're out. Yeah, don't even care about the money. We'll figure it out. Like I think that we are more risky when it comes to, if I'm not happy, I'll figure it out.
Peace. Correct. Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's really something for this generation indeed. And also, because a lot of managers and leaders are really old fashioned, and a lot of managers are just, grown into being a manager. It's like it's 10 years in the technology, for instance, in the operations, and a leadership spot came up, and just someone asked them, oh, hey, you're here the longest. Do you want to be a manager? And then they send them to a management course for 2 days, and they become a manager. And I think being a manager, being a leader, is also being being a coach for your team. Because I've heard this from I'm not sure what his name was, but he said leadership has been no coaching has been called leadership, but it's somehow changed to coaching.
I agree. I think it's the other way around. If you're a good coach, you're a good leader, and it's almost like, and I apologize to go back to Claude, but it's relevant because, you know, she's speaking at your incredible event, which I want you to talk about in a second. Yeah. But I think, and I would love to actually ask Claude this, and maybe it's something that comes out of the event. Claude needs to teach the leaders of corporate America and the world, corporate world, how to scale what she's doing. Like everyone, not only leaders of a company, but leaders within departments, all need to be mini Claudes, mini chief heart officers. Everybody has to have some of that DNA if you're leading people. I mean, genuinely. And it's almost like what Gary does with 4Ds, she needs to do with chief heart officer world, where leaders come to her and learn what Gary's teaching on the marketing side, she needs to teach on the culture side. I would pay big dollars. I'd pay big dollars to go to that, to understand what her systems are around chief heart officer ring, because I think it's the punchline in business.
Absolutely. It's the punchline. And indeed, she's going to talk about it on our event.
Will you talk about your event? Because you have to make a lot of noise with this thing, because it's absolutely so important. I mean, it's the most important thing. What else more do people want than to be happy? It's like, so talk about what you're doing and how it launched and how you're making it happen.
Well, we're hosting an online event, it's called Celebrate Your Happiness, Being Human in Business. And it's on the 19th of November this year. And it's an international online event with a sub-team that's called A New Era, A New Time, A New Approach of the Future of Work. With incredible speakers like Cloud Silver, but also Gary Vaynerchuk himself. And it's going to be awesome. It's going to be really awesome. It's really focused on, okay, how can we engage people at work? How can we motivate them? How can they be happy in a time like this? Because we're going in a new direction after the pandemic. No one has really figured out how this hybrid work is going to work out, and we have asked top business leaders to do their story, for instance Cloud and Gary, but we also have the commercial director of Great Place to Work. She's going to talk about trust, because trust is something that Well, I think that's also one of the number one priorities that you need to have within your team and within your company, because without trust, I think without trust, there's also no happiness, because you can't be really happy if you can't really trust your manager or your employee or even your boss. And so that's it. And well, no, that's not just it, because it's way bigger. And yeah, how we organize this.
How did you get Gary? Because I'm so, I mean, for entrepreneurs out there who are hustling, to take the example, not to like get Gary for your event, but to get what you want for your business, how did you hustle to get that?
Do your story. Have a hustle from the why. Because we just reached out to them, not directly to Gary, but to people around him. And we pitched our story and why we are hosting this event and why we're doing this. Because we believe that everybody deserves to be happy, and not just happy, but actually to be human at work. And they believed in our story, and we are aligned. Our mission is aligned. So I think that's the reason why he said yes, and why Cloud said yes to our story, well, to our offer to speak at our event. Because this is our second online event, but when we asked him, it was before our first event, so he didn't even know where to say yes to. But because they believed in our story and believed in our mission and why we're hosting this event, they said yes. So just follow your why.
Yeah, the power of just asking. What do you think people will walk away from after attending your event? Like, what will they walk away with?
I think with a lot of new insights and practical tips that they actually can use in their own organization and in their own team, but also for themselves.
I love it. And where can people sign up for this?
They can go to the website, celebrateyourhappiness.com /EN for English speakers.
Say that again. So celebrateyourhappiness.com/EN.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Got it.
And everybody can sign up, because it's an online event. And if you can't make it to the event itself, so you get to replay for 3 months or something.
Got it. And, yeah. And remind us of the date of it.
It's the 19th of November.
19th of November, celebrateyourhappiness.com/EN. N as in Nancy for America, not America. Is it just celebrateyourhappiness.com?
No. No. If they go to celebrateyourhappiness.com, they will come at the Dutch side, because it's a Dutch language. And then you also have a flag and you can go to English as well. But it's easier if you just go to /EN.
/EN. Okay, got it. Is there anything else that you want to share about the event or what you're doing that you want people to know? Because I love your heart and soul and what it is that you're doing.
Just be yourself at work and at home. And like I mentioned before, it's totally okay if you're sad or grumpy sometimes as well. Just don't focus on it. Try to focus on the positive, on the happy side, because it's okay to be grumpy, but it's better to focus on the happy part of it.
For sure.
or the happy part of your life.
Tony Robbins has a great, great quote with this. I'm just a big fan of his and Gary's. I've just learned such a tremendous amount. But like, if you find yourself unhappy, is a great quote. He says, you can't be fearful and grateful in the same moment. You can't be fearful and grateful in the same moment, meaning fearful could be anything, angry, upset, negative. But when you switch to what are you grateful for, and you just start to rewire, like I've now just rewired my mind to just look for things that I'm grateful for, even in challenging situations. And again, there's very challenging situations, but day to day, the things we stress about, not having enough time or this and that, like if you switch it to just gratitude, having great friends like this, or family, or food on the table, or a phone that can connect you, or books to read, or a shelter over your head. I mean, you just start to find miracles in the mundane of it. And that's the baseline of happiness for me. People are like, well, how are you have so much energy? How are you so happy? Like, I would say the most important thing is like, I'm just constantly finding things that I'm grateful for. And so I agree with you. If you find yourself grumpy, switch perspectives, think about what you're grateful for. And then again, back to what Tony says, change your state. Like if you're in a rut at work and you're just go for a walk, do 5 jumping jacks, go splash some cold water in your face, go listen to a song, like change your state, get into gratitude, and then watch your life shift. But you have to literally, people are like, well, I tried it once and it didn't work. You're talking about unwinding 20, 30 years of not doing it. So give yourself a chance to just
patience, huh?
Yeah. Just keep doing it and keep doing it. It's like going to the gym for your mind. So, brother, I am such a huge fan. I love you. I appreciate you. CelebrateYourHappiness.com/EN as in Nancy. The event is in November 19th.
Yeah, correct.
Marco, keep doing what you're doing. By the way, before I let you go, everyone who comes on the show has to pick their favorite go-to karaoke song. We're going to sing it as we sing the show out. If you're at a wedding, what is the song that you literally will sing from like the depths of your soul? What is that song for you?
I think almost anything from the Backstreet Boys.
Oh my God. I knew I loved you. Any particular one, or should we just roll the dice?
Let me see. 1 second.
Oh my God. Marco, this is unplanned. Like the fact that you said Backstreet Boys, I knew I had such love for you.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for this.
I think it's, I want it that way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's actually, okay. So you're going to do the honors. You're going to say, Alexa, play that. I'm going to let you do it. Okay. Go ahead.
Alexa, play Backstreet Boys. I want it that way.
Shuffling songs by Backstreet Boys on Amazon Music.
Alexa, play I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys. We got to get it right.
Absolutely.
I Want It That Way by Backstreet Boys.
Marco, sound and solid. CelebrateYourHappiness.com/EN. Bring happiness into the workplace. Listen to Backstreet Boys. That's all I got, dude.
Awesome. That's awesome. Thank you, Ned.
My fire. Give me a little line.
Desire.
Yes. Marco, you're amazing. I appreciate you.
You too, man. You too. Awesome. Bye-bye.